Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
So, talking about Biden's speech. You know what he should have been talking about? Seriously. Americans like Braden. You got to hear this interview. Man, I've been at this a while. I mean, a couple decades. This is one of the most gut-wrenching things I've ever heard from a man whose life has been destroyed by COVID. This is what the president should have been talking about, and a man that he should have been directing a message of compassion at. Listen to Braden.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to you and your audience because right now I'm still emotionally fragile.
Of course.
So if I break down, please forgive me. But it started in October. I was taking my son back and forth to work, and he got in the van one day, and he coughed, just a little cough. Now, he was 10 feet away from me and my wife. I told him to put his mask on. Well, that started it. We didn't know it, but he had the virus, and he gave it to us. We thought that he thought, and I thought that he had a cold. Well, he got sick. Then the next day I got sick. I had a fever of 104.2, wow, and I could hardly breathe. Then the next day my wife went to her doctor's for an annual physical, and she asked her doctor about COVID. And the doctor checked her lungs. She says, no, you don't have COVID. You're okay. She went to work that day. She worked at a doctor's office, and she had coughed, and the doctor sent her to get a COVID test, and she couldn't come back to work until she came back negative. Well, she tested positive the same day she was at her doctor's. And a couple of days after that, she was trying to bring up some phlegm, and her pulse ox was 88. So I called an ambulance, took her to Strickley Valley Hospital, and I never saw her again.
Oh, gosh. Jesus.
I'm sorry. We were, my wife and I were together 47 years, and this virus is insidious, Marty. Gosh. Even with masks on, we had our masks on. My son didn't. We caught it. He went to the hospital. He was in Pasadena Hospital for a couple of weeks in ICU with pneumonia in both his lungs. And they treated him with steroids, and he still isn't back to work. This is in October, and his lungs are scarred. My wife strictly administered remdesivir. I told them not to do that, but they did. And what I've read about remdesivir is that the side effects is your organs shut down, you go on a vent, you never come off, and that's exactly what happened to my wife. They, Pasadena, didn't put my son on remdesivir because they said he was too far along, and he was healed. I had it. I stayed at home. Luckily, I have an oxygen concentrator. My sister brought me up medication, and I battled with this thing for over a month. We all lost our sense of taste and smell. It's the most horrific experience I ever had. And now I lost my wife in November. 33 days later, I lost my oldest son, and they just brought him back to me.
Oh my God.
Yesterday. cancer test.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Jesus, man.
My life is just turned upside down. My income split in half. It went from $50,000 a year between the two of us to $17,000 a year. It's just a nightmare. I want to wake up.
And so people know this, and no one was vaxxed. No one, sir.
No. My wife had what's called factor V, which is a blood clotting disorder. We were afraid that she would get blood clots. Before she died, my brother-in-law's wife died a month after she got the vaccine, and her lungs were filled with blood clots. She never had a blood clot problem in her life. So we lost her.
How many loved ones have you lost from COVID?
Well, my mother died New Year's Eve last, not this past one, the beginning of 2021. Then I lost my brother-in-law's wife, and then I lost my wife, and then I lost my son.
My God.
I only have one kid left.
God, Peyton.
There are things that spouses have to do. They have to know, not just about the virus, because
yes,
you're going to get the virus.
Yes, sir.
Okay? But each spouse has to do what the military does and train everybody to do the same job as everybody else so they can take over. Because with my wife gone, she did a lot of things that I didn't know how to do. Now I have to learn how to do these things. I don't know where my cemetery plots are, my marriage license. There's a lot of things I don't know because she didn't tell me, because we didn't think anything like this would happen. Now I have to find these things. I can't bury them without the cemetery plots, without
the
deed.
Hey, man, I'm going to... I got to help you, man. We got to hook up.
So
I'm going to call you.
That's
as soon as I'm done with the show. Braden. So, his life is destroyed. That's not hyperbole. He's in Aleppo. His life's destroyed. It just ripped him apart, man. He does not know if he can make it. He's in Aleppo. He has insanely crazy financial problems now. He needs immediate help, and we will be leaving here today and heading to Aleppo to see him. And everything we can do, anything we can do. I don't judge. They were not vaxxed. They weren't, and his family is now destroyed. And he does not know if he can go on. At the end of the day, folks, we just do the best that we can do. And that's the best that we can do. And we got to help him. And right now, our health care system, right now, our mental health system, right now, that safety net is frayed, man. And folks are desperate, man. Got to talk about these insane COVID numbers we're seeing now and what we can all do to make it better. But I will be headed to Braden's house today. We got to help him. We got to help that man. Man. Hey, if Braden's interview doesn't rip your heart out, then nothing will. If it doesn't drive home the significance of and the destructive force of COVID, then you have checked out, brother. But what has happened is insane. It's the only word I can choose. I have a significant number of friends and family in the medical business, and it's jacked up right now. It's beyond belief how short-staffed every single hospital is. I'm serious, man. I just don't want anyone I love to get really sick. Every doctor I know, every surgeon I know, every single nurse I know is pushed into the wall. You know, and their face is jammed up against the wall. And they can't breathe. And while it's there, they're saying, hey, can you work another 12? We ain't got no one. It's bad, man. Some hospital floors are staffed at 50%. In some ERs, nurses that generally have 12 patients, four patients have 12. It's insane. And it's also dangerous. And it's not turning around. Can't get any tests. So everybody's stranded at home. Seriously, when your boss says, hey, man, you got to have a test or you can't come back to work, and then you can't find a test. Honestly, it's bad, man. And doctors are seeing more cases than they ever have in their entire careers. It's a phenomenon that I did not see this coming. And I've asked a bunch of insiders. If this was expected. And they said, nah, not this bad. Doc, good morning. How are you, sir?
Marty, good morning. How you doing?
Better question is, Dr. McDavid, how are you doing, man?
I was just listening for a few minutes, Marty. You hit the nail on the head. I keep using the word insane. I mean, it's complete insanity right now. This entire week since we got back from the holidays has just been nuts. I mean, we're having patients calling nonstop, yeah. Coordinating tests, getting tests. You're absolutely right. There's a huge shortage of tests. People are calling urgent cares. They're telling them, don't even bother coming in. Can't get tests. So luckily, we've been able to secure tests for most of our patients, but it's a big problem out there.
Dr. McIsaac, one of the best out there, and honestly, he's a straight shooter. That's why I call on him. Hey, Doc, you've been at this how long?
20 years.
And I hate to ask this, but I think it's relevant. Have you ever seen anything like this, sir?
I have not. And even, Marty, to be honest with you, even since the onset of everything in March of 2020, this stretch right now is by far the worst.
But by the way, this is such an amazing assessment, and he's so spot on. This kind of shocks me, Doc, because I never thought we'd see anything like what we saw before, and this feels more intense. What are you seeing at your office?
So what we're seeing is that the virus right now is extremely contagious. We're seeing a very high percentage of people that are getting it or even vaccinated or boosted, and they're still getting it. I completely agree about the hospitals. Everybody I talk to, all of my friends that I'm talking to in the ICUs and on the general medical floors, they're all overwhelmed. My office staff is spread extremely thin. And the other thing you said, Marty, that hit the nail on the head is we can't get anybody to help. There's nobody willing to come in and work. And we've been trying to hire additional staff for the last few months. And, you know, I think the general perception is that the workforce shortage, you know, doesn't really apply to the healthcare system and to doctor's offices, but it's awful.
Hey, man, what are you telling people, man?
You mean as far as, like, when they call in with symptoms or?
Yeah, self-care and accessing tests and going to work and all the craziness. What's your advice, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, Marty. It's been a juggling act. Yeah. I mean, you literally feel like you're just putting out fire after fire after fire. And I remember when I was a resident, I was training, and you would have pagers back then. You'd have 15 or 20 pages backed up that you knew you had to call and get to while you're treating a certain patient, and that's how we feel here. Literally, my office could be open 24 hours a day right now to get everybody in that is calling questions, that needs tests, that need evaluated. And one of the hardest things right now for everybody in healthcare is differentiating between what's COVID and what's not.
Wow.
Because we're also seeing spikes in sinus infections and pneumonia. So COVID is tightly interwoven with all of those right now. And that's another thing, Marty, that we're seeing with the current wave is that we're seeing a lot more secondary infections in people that initially are diagnosed with COVID. Their immune system is suppressed. They get a little bit better, but then they start getting a lot worse. And then you look, you get a chest x-ray, they have a different type of pneumonia, they have sinus infections. So it's really opening a lot more up in terms of exposure to other bacteria and viruses as well.
Dr. McCosick, are you working till midnight? Is that what I'm being told? Have you been working that long?
I have not been home before 1 a.m. this week.
Whoa.
And we're here. Yeah, and the girls in my office, God bless them, they've been doing a great job. They're here all day. They're working over. And then in the evening, we're just trying to get people called back, let them know their results, counseling them on positive results. What does that mean? You know, what do they need to do? And you have to individualize everybody's treatment. So some people have shortness of breath. They need inhalers. Other people need steroids. Other people need antibiotics. So, yeah, I've been pretty much sleeping from like 2 to 6 this weekend to come back to the office.
Dr. Mack.
That's no joke. That's no exaggeration. That's how it is at this time. It's crazy.
Well, thank God we have you, man. Dr. Mack, thanks, man.
Marty, thank you as always. Stay safe.
Man, the truth hurts here, man. That's the truth. Wow. Man, I tell you what. Here's what gets me wanting to punch a wall. The rhetoric, man. Quit testing. What? Two schools of thought that really want me wanting to punch a wall. The quit testing group of idiots and the this is nothing worse than the commons cold group of idiots. Man, it's a total disconnect from reality, man. There's a crisis right now in healthcare. And it's not from the common cold, brothers and sisters. It's from COVID. I don't know what it's going to take, man. Have you tried to get into a hospital? Every single day I get inside info from folks in the healthcare business. If you're going to describe the condition of the healthcare industry right now, critical. You can't get a room. You can't get surgery. ICUs are packed. It's insane the number of positive tests. And I had to grab Raz. Raz, you're a very even-keeled, very smart, by-the-facts kind of guy. And these numbers have kind of floored you, haven't they?
Well, sure they have. And as long as you started talking about the hospitals, let's get this into perspective in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Do you remember last December, when we had very full hospitals?
Of course.
And they were going, they were all saying, you know, it was panic time, right? We had 6,500 people in hospitals around Pennsylvania as of Thursday. 6,500, that's more than the highest number from last year, from the peak last year. That's, so they're going through a second phase of it. They're already at wit's end and exhausted, the nurses and doctors we're talking about. I know one personally who I communicate with fairly often. He could not wait to jump on a plane with his family and go away for a week to somewhere it was sunny and they didn't have to worry so much about this. But he knows he has to come back and deal with it. So 6,500. And here's the thing that really blew my mind yesterday. The Allegheny County Health Department reporting 4,600 new cases in 24-hour period. 4,600? Are you kidding me?
I thought that was a misprint.
Me too. I was looking for, well, is that over a week or 3 days? And then I saw 24 hours. I just shook my head in disbelief. And I understand that many, many, many more people are being tested.
Right.
So it follows that you're going to have a higher number.
Yes,
but
sir.
That high a number?
And hospitalization, sir.
Yes. And here's the other side of the testing equation, as long as you brought that up earlier. How many people are not being tested, but they're sick, they're positive, or they're asymptomatic and they don't even know it. I mean, the more testing you do, the better idea you have of where you stand. No matter what your belief is about vaccines or how serious the illness is, you can still, with the testing, you can still determine, you know, how bad the problem is or where you're at on the growth curve, on the upside or the downside of it.
And then you get this, Raz. My daughter's mother-in-law, this is a text, who is unvaccinated, says she thinks she already got COVID. She thinks. So she will never get it again. That's not true.
No, it's not true. It's no different than the flu. You can have the flu more than once in your life.
By the way, it's an unbelievable assessment. So, Dr. Don Yealy, one of the smartest men in America, the chief medical officer at UPMC, I asked him about this. What about herd immunity? The notion that we'll all get sick and the world will be a better place, okay? I don't think herd immunity is a solution as reinfection or post-vaccine infection, albeit milder, is likely the path. So you're going to get sick again.
You know, he said back at the beginning of this surge, and this was several months ago, this surge has been going on for several months. It's not just this last couple of weeks. He said that he thought that the Delta variant was the last gasp of the virus.
Right.
That's what he thought, or what he hoped. And this is like what you're saying, a person, when he speaks, I listen.
By the way,
and it turned out
assessment.
To not be correct.
I mean, right again.
It turned out to be the thing. We thought it would zig, and it zagged.
He says it's not over.
No, it's not. And now we have six advisors who used to work for the Biden administration advising on the pandemic. Six of these people got together and wrote three opinion pieces that were published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Right.
And what they're telling the administration is, we need to shift our focus away from trying to end the virus. Let's start to deal with it as if it's our new normal.
By the way, I heard this morning. You're right.
Yeah.
And it could be years.
Right. And if that's the case, then what do we need? What are the things we're going to need to cope with this as we go down the road? Well, obviously, we're going to need a lot more tests, aren't we?
By the way, this is a great assessment. So rather than just saying we're going to eradicate this, which we can't.
No, we cannot.
How do we survive and thrive under these conditions?
Yep. Now, I know it's not exactly like influenza, but we seem to manage to handle that pretty well.
Yes, sir.
So why couldn't we do that with COVID?
Thanks, Raz. It's insane. My friend Bishop in Denora, good morning.
I enjoyed you with that doctor that you had on, and he's absolutely right, Marty. But here's my concern. I thought that the schools should give it 2 weeks to see if we could curb this, because the next wave you're going to see, and you're seeing it already to a point, is the educators getting sick. So who's going to teach the classes? Marty, the retirees are not going to come out of retirement and teach classes with a bad strain of COVID and this other variant out there. They're older, Marty. They're not going to do it.
Bishop, here's my deal, though, brother, and I love you. You know that. How is it that Pittsburgh Public Schools are completely remote today and no other district is? How is it that they have all the cases and no one else does, sir? How is that?
That is a problem.
Come on, man.
You know me and you agree that about Pittsburgh Public. They
Come
have
on,
major
man.
Issues. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But unilaterally, I would think that 2 weeks, let's see, because you just heard, Marty, you did a splendid interview with that doctor.
He's
telling you, we can't handle it. Let's see if we can relieve that burden off these healthcare workers and these doctors and these kids getting sick, to see where we can go with 2 weeks unilaterally, not just Pittsburgh, but everybody. Let's just see what we can get with this. Can we agree to that, Marty?
It's being discussed. It is being discussed. Hey, man, you know, I have these discussions with my boys all day long about, like, my man Zeiss, and I love Zeiss. There shouldn't be any more testing, huh? You know what that's like saying? We shouldn't have smoke detectors in houses anymore. I mean, seriously. No more airbags in cars, man. No more fire alarms. No more sprinkler systems. Here's the number that doesn't lie, hospitalizations. They're packed, man. You heard Raz. The highest number of folks right now in the hospital, the highest number we've seen ever during this pandemic. That's all I'm saying, man. Fred, thanks for holding, man.
Hey, Marty, how you doing, buddy?
Good, my man, Fred.
Hey, I was one of the people that thought that you couldn't, you know, that it was just a common flu until I got it. And I'll tell you, I recommend everybody getting it. And it's no joke. I mean, it almost took me out of the game. It was Whoa. That bad. And actually, and I'd also wanted to say, wow. I lost my uncle about 2 weeks ago. Actually, we're going to his funeral today. And he had the COVID. He lived up north. Him and his buddy went out to dinner, and they both ended up in a hospital, and they both got on a ventilator and never come off of it. So, and he's 59 years old, healthy as a horse.
Unvaxxed.
Military, never smoked a day in his life. You know what I mean? And 59 years old, brother. We're going to his funeral today.
Gosh.
So, you know, it sucks because, you know, he just retired and starting to live his, you know, live the good life and ended up with this coronavirus. It's for real. It's not a joke. People need to start getting with it, man. We're losing too many people because too many people are ignorant and think that it's a joke. It's by no means a joke. So, that's just what I wanted to say. And
man,
like
I'm so
said,
glad you're going to make it. Was he unvaxxed, your uncle?
Yes. Yes, he was. Yeah. Yes, he was. And it's the unfortunate thing, man. People, you know, I'm not going to get this vaccination. Yeah. Well, look where it caught him, man.
How about you? How about you, Fred? Were you unvaxxed?
I am unvaxxed, but I am going for my first shot because I just got over it. And I'm not messing around, man. I was one of the people that thought before just as well, you know, uh-huh. it's just a flu. I'm going to tell you what, I couldn't even walk up my steps. Uh-huh. And I couldn't breathe. You know, I called the hospital first and they told me to, as long as my oxygen level didn't go below 90. And it was touch and go though, man. Cause I'll tell you what, I was never so sick in my entire life.
Are you, do you feel like you got a second chance at life, man?
Absolutely, brother. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm 45. I got two kids, a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old. I'm not playing no games. You know what I mean? I got a beautiful wife. I got everything going for me. I'm not taking that risk no more because it did. Honest to God, it almost took me out of the game. Man. I've never, ever so sick in my entire life. Man. And like I said, I couldn't even get up my steps. I had to stay down in my game room for a week and a half before I could come up them steps.
I appreciate the honesty, man. And I'm sorry about your uncle. He's headed to a funeral. Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.